It's 8 a.m. on a Saturday. I'm in the Pupukea Foodland waiting to tag along on a morning dive with champion spearfisher Kimmy Werner. Werner takes an old-school approach, no scuba tanks. She's a free diver, which means she holds her breath at depths of up to 100 feet.
And hold it in the middle, and then when you let go...
It's just like one big Easter egg hunt. Like, the minute your head's underwater, you're hunting.
Kimmy says she feels like fishing for Coley today, a small black tang fish. She compares preparing for a dive to going to the grocery store.
You have a list of what you would like to get, you know, like how I said earlier, I'd like to get some Coley today. But you're going out to kind of like the freshest refrigerator and most beautiful one that you can find, and you get to hand select these ingredients that you're looking for. You know, just like at shopping at a grocery store, you can go there for one thing, but it's like, ooh, this looks good.
Werner grew up in upcountry Maui, where she remembers spending time with her dad while he went spearfishing.
He was doing it since I can remember, and basically it was just his way of putting food on the table.
Kimmy moved to Oahu after high school to pursue a degree in culinary arts at Kapi'olani Community College. She began to feel a separation from her surroundings.
Something was just missing from my life, and the more that I thought about it, I was just like, it's that lifestyle from my childhood. Like, I don't have it anymore. Living in a city and working, and I feel disconnected.
Kimmy soon realized part of what was missing, a deeper connection to her food source. Kimmy says she's excited to see a wave of new restaurants providing locally sourced products and a growing interest from customers to really know where their food comes from.
Just taking the time to learn, what is this exactly? What did it look like before it got to my plate? Even just little questions like that, I think it's so easy to forget to ask yourself that. We have just become so disconnected, but I do think that in today's times, it's really exciting because I just see so many people longing for that knowledge and that connection, and you see it in restaurants, you know, there's all these farm-to-table things going on or locally grown. That's just such a wonderful start to it, where even if you're not a hunter or a gatherer, like, the whole food scene, they're encouraging people to want to know that that's connecting.
Kimmy feels a larger responsibility to care for the sea. As a regular diver, she sees firsthand how the ecosystem changes from day to day.
So you get to see how these fish populations are doing. Wow, this spot looks like it's been getting too much pressure on it and the fish are thinning out. I don't see as many Coley here. All of a sudden, I don't feel like shooting a Coley because there's not a whole bunch around here. It would take a responsible diver to make those decisions, but if everybody made decisions like that, it would be such a wonderfully managed system.
Get off all the scales.
Back on land, Kimmy finishes scaling and cleaning the rest of her catch. Coley, menpachi, a holehole, even a big uhu.
You know, you spent your whole day working for it, hunting it, stalking it, catching it, cleaning it, cooking it. It just makes it taste that much better.
And she's getting ready to do it again. Molly Solomon for HPR News.